Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angelina, Katie, and Orlando. Lonnie was out with Hollywood's hottest stars last night, and she's telling us what really went down. Then, look out, Katie Couric's on a rampage. She's talking trash about everyone from the Royals to Martha Stewart. Plus,
sometimes I put on a song and I shake ass and immediately I'm in love with myself.
Lizzo says twerking is the key to happiness.
I bend over and I isolate my cheeks. I'm in downward dog. Namaste.
Happy Friday and welcome to Daily Pop. I got the glasses on because the reads are gonna be good today. I got Lonnie Love, Kim Whitley, and my girl Cynthia Bailey joining me today. I mean, y'all, don't change your channel. This is E. You are not on BET right now.
I just say it's Black Friday.
It's Black Friday over here.
Like, for real.
Kim is looking for a sale. I'm looking for the tea. And yes. Lonnie came to fight with Katie Couric today.
Yes, I did.
Before we get started, Lonnie, you went to the Variety Women in Power event last night, and it was star-studded.
You know what? First, bitch! Yeah. The only reason why I went is because everybody was vaxxed and negative, okay? Right. Like, I hadn't been to nothing. You know, This was the first A-list event of the season where everybody felt, like, comfortable. We were all outside. But I really went because they were honoring some wonderful women. Angelina Jolie honored Amanda Gorman. Wow. That was her daughter. She is really short in real life.
Yes.
Really? I'm like, she's like down here. I was like, oh my goodness. So I got a picture with them. Rita Moreno was honored. Lord was honored. Channing Dungey, who is the chairman of Warner Brothers, the first African-American woman. Wow. So I got to see her. Jill Scott was there. But the thing was, Katy Perry was being honored. Gayle King honored her. And I was sitting right next to Orlando Bloom. Okay. So you know I got my pick.
No, you
there it is! There it is! There it is! Ryan, please come on now.
Right?
Come on.
You know that's
come
my number
on.
One.
See? Let me tell you, he was so supportive of everyone. He was taking the video of her. He took a video of Amanda, because you know I was watching. You know I'm like, sitting right there, I'm like, uh-huh. And they really have a wonderful relationship. This was a wonderful lavender floor-length gown. It was couture.
Oh, okay.
It was couture. And it was just a wonderful event, just celebrating some wonderful women. And thank you to Variety and Lifetime for letting me, you know, hang out. It was worth it.
Did you have a plus one?
No.
First of all, did you have an invitation?
All right.
So I had an invitation because they wouldn't let you in. No.
Right.
Let me tell you, you get out the car, they took a picture of you. Peep that game. And then they stop you and they make you show the card, they make you show your negative
all
test.
Of it.
Everybody. They didn't care who you were. Before you get in, it's no longer a velvet rope.
Okay.
It's show your
show your card.
All right. All future outings, I have my vaccine card.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And I get tested every day.
And this one was worth it.
I can be your plus one.
And I want to say Angelina Jolie was a joy. There was me with Ava DuVernay.
Damn.
She and Angelina and her daughter.
Beautiful.
A pure joy. They really had a good time.
Did you get Angelina?
I almost got it.
When are we hanging out with them? Mm-hmm. When are we hanging out with her?
Next time. And there's me and Garcelle.
Garcelle.
She was there as well.
Don't come here promoting your other show.
Ooh, ooh, the shade.
I said already. What I said.
Thank y'all let me talk about it. I had a good time.
But we're jealous that we weren't there.
Happy Friday.
Next time.
Okay.
We coming. You guys, Katie Couric is taking honesty to a new level, slamming the Royals, Martha Stewart, and snatching wigs off her former colleagues. Her new book is called Going There, and according to the Daily Mail, one of the main targets is Diane Sawyer.
Uh-oh.
Katie says she loved getting under Diane's skin during the booking wars between GMA and Today. Ooh. And she claims that Diane was so desperate to win that that her producers would cry on the phone if people didn't agree to her. I gotta know, y'all, is a little competition good for your career?
Well, I think the thing about this business is it is very competitive with women. And that's unfortunate because I really am all about women empowerment. And I think we should support each other. But on the other hand, the book sounds like a juicy book to read. Like, I'm all for, you know, reading somebody else's tea for a change.
What,
I'm looking at her like, we should support each other. Why do you think I told her to put some extra space between us? Like, I can't sit next to her. I love you, Cynthia, but you are one of them housewives. You're not totally clean.
Retired housewife, thank you very much.
That's
ooh,
true.
I love that you come in with the stereotype that all housewives are out here
already
for flaws.
Already coming for me.
I love it, but I do love Katie Couric. I've worked with her. I'm glad she's spilling the tea. We were complaining about people telling too much. Is this too much? Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's too much.
Well, people should be able to live. If it's her truth, she should be able to live in her truth. It is what it is.
I also think she's at that Quincy Jones stage in life.
I'm done.
Don't have to be PC anymore.
Exactly.
She's done everything. She's not auditioning for nothing.
Exactly.
So she can let it off her chest.
She can let it all out.
I do want to say, I'm kind of over the statement of women supporting women. I feel like we need to...
Hold on.
I think we need to redefine the statement of women supporting other supportive women.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Because not every woman supports other women.
True.
Am I wrong, Lonnie?
That's true.
Don't get Lonnie started.
Oh, you see, I'm over here just drinking my...
What did you give me? It's very
true. Let me tell you, this book is going to be so shocking because you remember Katie Couric was always the sweet little girl next door.
Yep.
But from what I'm reading,
right?
Whoa.
And let me tell you something. Back then, it was always the one woman. Mm-hmm. So, because at first I was concerned because I was like, she's not really supporting other women, but you got to remember back in the day, them 70s and
80s, right.
It was just one.
Yeah.
So when you see another one coming, now I can understand why she was so competitive to get where she is. But the stuff that she ain't gonna have no friends after this book.
Right. But not only was there not one, they only let one in at a time.
That was the problem. Well, look, Katie said that she didn't want to help out Ashley Banfield, allegedly writing that the environment of mentorship sometimes felt like self-sabotage. Mm-hmm. Ashley was somebody that was coming under her. Well, listen to how Ashley responded when she read this excerpt.
Mm-hmm. I have to say I was pretty stunned to find out what Katie wrote. That hurt my feelings deeply, and I hope Ms. Couric corrects the record on that. I looked up to her for years and years and years. I still do. Why do women think there's no room at the top?
Because there wasn't any room
at the time. It really wasn't. And you all feel like it, like, again, going back to this business. When someone comes in, you want to embrace them, but you also have to wonder, well, are they coming to replace me? You know what I'm saying?
Is that how you felt on your show?
What? No, honey, I was on there for 11 years.
Okay, just
it's only one Cynthia Bailey, so I was kind of hard to replace.
Tell him.
But at the end of the day, it is very competitive, and I think that's where, again, it's just unfortunate because I want everybody to work. I want everybody to be great.
Okay, I really gotta go back to, she's going to be hurting a lot of people's feelings in this book. You see how she hurt Ashley's feelings?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
But it wasn't about Ashley. That's the problem. It wasn't about Ashley. It was about helping somebody else come up to take your spot when in that environment, they made you feel like for me, there's only one gay. Like, oh, I'm the gay on this show. Right. You need to go somewhere else. That's how people make you feel.
I thought I was
the
gay.
No, I'm the gay.
I'm definitely the gay.
I thought I was.
Well, now we can have two. We can have a male gay and a female gay.
Okay.
But remember,
before it was one.
You remember when Tyra talked to Naomi about the time when they were coming up in the modeling industry?
Absolutely.
And how Naomi said that she felt some type of way about people comparing her to Tyra. 100%. And how she was not nice to her.
100%. Because it was only one slot.
But that was back then. Now it's 2021. Look, you got three black women and one gay on. That's, I mean, come on.
Time to change. To give it up to E.
More black women.
Yes. That is true.
But we still got a white stage manager, Tyra.
His ass ain't going nowhere.
But that is true. Times are changing. Mm-hmm. But when she lived it, like you said, it is her truth.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, she has to tell her truth. What's happening now is different, but you were fighting back then. I remember, come on now, think about it. Who was it Dan Rather? Who was the one, the white man? And when we saw a woman, we were like, oh my God, we didn't care. She was black, white, poker. Mm-hmm. Well, we knew she wasn't gonna be black. But we were so excited that there was a woman actually on the news.
Exactly.
Yeah. But let me ask you this question. You guys came up in Hollywood, you know, all together. Who was that woman that people tried to pitch you against or that you felt was some type of competition?
Oh, well, we know mine.
Who?
Jack A.
Because people say they looked alike. It was Jack A, but you felt that, right?
Right. Well, I felt that because we looked alike. So therefore, that competition was true. It wasn't a competition. Jack A told me, I'll never forget, she was like, get your own brand. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I just had to wait for everybody to fall out, you know. You know what I mean? I had to wait for Monique to fall out. I had to wait for Sherry Shep. I had to wait for your ass.
That's
I had to
true.
Wait for everybody.
So you just wrote it out
in 2021. Now I'm finally still with me.
No, it's true. We were so excited when Lonnie got on the reel. Let me tell you something. We was all calling each other. She got a job. Yep, she's out. She's out. Yep, girl, good.
Finally.
Let me get those stages. Yes. Let me get those stages.
Exactly. Yes. But I think I will say this. There is a time and a place for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people can learn a lot from Katie's story. It's a little, it's a lot of messiness, but it's a lot of lessons in it, too.
I love that.
So true.
You know.
Well, you guys, we have reached out to Katie and everyone she mentioned for comment, and we're going to keep following this story.
You know you did not do that.
We're going to keep watching this story. We called everybody. Personally called everybody.
I'm texting Katie right now.
Text Katie. Up next, we're putting Cynthia in the hot seat. We're talking about her departure from The Real Housewives.
That's
and what's next for her. Don't go anywhere.
So cute.
Good
so cute.
Start.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
I know how to work it and be seen.
Yes, work for me. Come on. Fierce. Yes, 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 yes. Again.
I am a supermodel who has traveled the world.
Hell yes.
Worked with some of the top photographers.
Beautiful.
Top models.
It was 11 years ago this weekend that most of us feasted our eyes on Cynthia Bailey, and now she is saying goodbye to her peach. Cynthia, what's it like?
It's gone.
Looking
it's
at gone. The footage.
Where's my peach?
You've been talking about this for a while. You've been talking about making that next step for seasons.
I have. You know, it's been an incredible journey. And I have to be honest, you guys, I'm happy, but I'm also sad at the same time. I'm happy to venture out and do other things. I absolutely, will be on television. I just won't be on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. But I'm also sad that, I don't know, it's almost like, what in the world, how did I do this for 11 years?
Yeah.
And when I look back, even looking at the intro, like I actually, for the first time, want to go back and watch the whole seasons, all the seasons with me on it. Because when you live it, when you're a part of it,
It's actually very difficult to watch sometimes. It's a hard show to do. I feel like I did it. I feel like I did it my way.
Yes, you did.
And I made it out alive. I'm still here.
With a brand and a whole husband.
Cynthia, what made you decide to leave?
It was time. It was time. It was honestly time.
Was it a mutual decision, or was it them? Was it you? What was the decision?
Well, I had been thinking about it for a while. Like, you know, just the whole transition. Like, I knew it wasn't going to last forever. I knew I didn't want to do it forever. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, you know, 10 years is a good run. It's a good run. So with that said, when, you know, with me just thinking about it, then the whole thing happened with us going on hiatus. So they gave me more time to think about it. And then I got really used to not really going back. And when they did come back, and once they decided to figure out what they wanted to do, they actually offered me a friend contract. Well, did I say friend contract? I came with friend contract.
You said friend contract.
Ironically, I actually introduced a friend contract on the show. But that's neither here nor there. And I thought, you know what? That may be a perfect way for me to transition. I don't have to commit completely fully to being a housewife, and I can be a friend and kind of phase myself off the show. And then I just thought, you know what?
You just cut the cord.
Cut the cord.
Cut the cord. Now look.
Cut the cord.
The streets are saying that your new husband was the one who made you quit the show.
That's what the streets are saying.
The streets are saying that your new man.
No, listen.
Because he here in L.A.
He
and he wants his boo-boo in
that's
L.A.
That's what we're hearing on the street.
Listen, okay, well let me correct the streets. Mike has always been super supportive of me. For sure. And at the end of the day, he wants me to do what is going to be best for me and what's happy for me. And the reality of the situation is, I'm tired. I want to do something else. There's so many other things that I can do.
So you wouldn't be open to maybe doing another franchise as maybe is here?
Not right now. Not right now. I need a year. I need a break. I need a drama break. I do. I just need a minute. Now, I'm not saying never, ever, ever. And the great thing about the network, you know, is first and foremost, I have a great relationship
with they love you. Yeah.
They love it.
NBC Universal, Bravo, Truly Original. So it was kind of like, you know, leaving my friends. Like, you know, it's like, you know, I've been working with these people for 11 years and I'm still taking it all in. I'm still processing. This just happened Monday. Yeah. Everyone's like, so, hey, how do you feel? You know, but what really meant a lot to me was the love and support I've gotten.
Yeah.
You know, when I was reading the comments, because you put it out there, you're like, oh my God, put the blanket over your head. Like, what are they saying? Like, when I finally put the statement out
there,
because
people have been asking. Because people are now worried because you leaving, Portia's leaving. Now she's leaving, you don't have NeNe anymore. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people are saying they don't know if the Atlanta franchise could last without you ladies. What do you think?
I think that every show has to evolve. And I don't think any one person or any two people make the show. I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for you guys.
Yeah, right? And
I'm rooting for you guys. And I think at the end of the day, again, what I was going to say earlier is Bravo is great about just like bringing people back every now and then. And that's why we, you know, I just finished doing the Ultimate Girls Trip with Peacock, which was in collaboration with Bravo. And that was another fun way for you guys to see us outside of Housewives. Yeah. So I think, you know, people come, they go, you get your peach, you know, take the peach, you know, it's
you
never
know. The peach keeps on passing.
I never know. The thing just keeps going.
The peach goes to everybody but Marlo, unfortunately.
Marlo
might get a peach.
Well, now, it would be time, I think, at this point, without question.
Speaking of coming and going, I know that you and NeNe Leakes didn't have a friendship for a very long time. And one of the people that really wanted you guys to mend fences was Greg.
Yes.
And it seems like Greg may have gotten his wish after all, because I saw a photo of the two of you. What was it like that moment that you guys saw each other face to face? For the first time in how many years?
Probably a couple of years at least, you know. You know, when you don't work with people, you don't really have to see them anymore.
Yeah.
But with that said, I was devastated for NeNe when Greg passed. Yeah. I was there. You know, I was a very good friend of hers when she found out he had cancer. So I've kind of been along this journey with her the entire time. So unfortunately, I was not able to make it. My husband and I were not able to make it to the celebration. So it was just weighing on me because I wanted that moment, but I didn't know what that moment would feel like with her, because we're not friends anymore. Yeah. So how do you go to your friend that's not your friend anymore and say, hey, I just want to come and sit with you. I want to come and hug you. And I was scared to death, so I called Marlo. I was like, Marlo, bitch, you taking me to see NeNe.
Yeah, right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm back in Atlanta, and I need to see her. And when they were having their issues, you know, I, you know, helped pull them back together. So she owed me one. And I was really nervous. I was like, oh, my God. And Marlo's like, well, we won't tell her. We'll just surprise her. And I was like, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, right?
I ain't trying to surprise me.
Right.
That can go either way. So anyway, long story short, we went, and she was like, you know, late getting there. We're sitting in the parking lot, and I was like, I don't want to pull up until she comes. And you know, it just was a mess. By the time I saw her, you know, it was a moment. It's a little awkward at first, but after about 10 minutes, we were fine. We were fine. And then I pretty much helped close up the Lanithia Lounge.
Oh, my God. I'm happy to hear
it
that.
It was good. Happy.
Well, Greg, it felt great.
He's bringing us all together.
Oh, my goodness.
Because life is so important.
The love that man had was overwhelming.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone that didn't like Greg.
You know
he
what?
Was truly an amazing soul, and he will be so missed.
Raise your coffee cups to Greg Leakes, everybody. Yes,
my imaginary.
Mr. Greg Leakes. Coming up, Lizzo gives a TED Talk on twerking, and we're going to put Cynthia's booty to the head.
Oh, wait.
Oh, my goodness. I don't need another drink.
I'm going to learn how to twerk if it's the last thing I do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Lizzo isn't afraid to shake what her mama gave her, but she says she didn't always love her booty until she learned the art of twerking. Twerk therapy? She broke it all down in her red talk, her TED talk.
For me, twerking is a pearl of optimism. It's a form of self-expression, freedom, confidence. In the mornings, twerking leads me to stretching and taking care of my body. I bend over and I isolate my cheeks. I'm in downward dog. Namaste. I twerk because I'm talented. Because I'm sexual, but not to be sexualized. I twerk to own my power, to reclaim my blackness, my culture. I twerk for fat black women because being fat and black is a beautiful thing.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
Oh, y'all put the camera on me.
Lonnie,
I'm going to throw this margarita at you, Lonnie.
Why?
I'm going to put this margarita on you. I'm happy that you guys, all three, are here today because we talk about body positivity all the time, but in Hollywood, they tell you that you have to have a certain body. In modeling, you got to have certain measurements. When was it that you guys accepted your bodies for what they were? Or have you?
Oh, no, I'm still on WW trying to get my body where it needs. Are you kidding me? I'm counting my points right now. I have not accepted it. I don't even walk past the mirror. I go real quick.
Still?
I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
Wow. I mean, I'm
I don't have Cynthia and her booty moves. My booty's just there. No, I'm working on it.
Cynthia, can you twerk?
I can't. Well, I can.
Oh, you should, because you struggle.
I'm not the best twerker.
Ooh.
But I love to twerk, and I agree with her. I mean, I just think dancing in general just makes you happy and gives you peace. Oh, is that me twerking?
Ooh, you're trying to twerk.
Wait a minute. Why you look like me twerking?
Okay, there we go.
Somebody get her some WD-40.
Wait a minute.
Okay. I like it. It don't matter. Look at my
Cynthia. You look like you give it birth.
Come on now.
Show Lonnie how to do it.
Here's the thing.
Show Lonnie how to do it.
Why is your butt at the camera?
Oh, get it. Get it.
Why can't I pull up my dress?
Wait a minute. Some more.
Yeah.
It is.
Don't be looking at my
Look at Tom.
Hey,
you got to hold on.
Lonnie, let's back.
I can do it if I hold on to something.
To twerking.
Yes.
There's a freedom.
By the way, there's not only a freedom, there's a certain skill set and things that you have to have. Literally in her dressing room this morning, she was like, I'm gonna take off my Spanx because I need more movement.
And that's the good point.
Is twerking a black woman's thing?
It was started in the strip club.
I would like to think so.
It was started in Africa.
Boom.
Twerking wasn't, it's a dance. But then it came.
Got it.
It came through, you know.
It became popular.
Well, listen to Lizzo, because Lizzo said that she's a little bittersweet about Miley Cyrus getting credit for twerking. Take a look at this.
Oh,
Miley released a single, We Can't Stop, and she was twerking in the video. A couple months later, she performed with Robin Thicke on the VMAs, and that night, seemingly overnight, twerking went mainstream. The media described twerking as, I quote, disturbing and disgusting. It was bittersweet. For one, I wish that a black woman could have popularized twerking in the mainstream. But on the other end, twerking going mainstream played a role in the rise of my profile and my career.
Wow.
It is a little bittersweet.
So you're saying it came from a strip club.
The parts of the dances originated in Africa.
Yes.
But the actual twerking part, uh-huh, that got popularized
from
in the Atlanta strip clubs, uh-huh, as a matter of fact. You know, because it was so sexual. When you see it in the African dance, it's not sexual.
It's
right. Beautiful.
It is beautiful.
The movement of
and
body.
And even when the little kids do it, like they dance, I mean, it just is.
When the little kids.
It really is.
I got in trouble at my first communion for twerking.
First of all,
No, but it's true. It's true because it's not sexual. Well, when it comes from, like Lonnie said, when we think about our African, you know, heritage and roots and everything. But going back to what they were saying about Miley and Lizzo, you know, getting credit, Miley getting credit for twerking, that always happens. I remember coming up in the Vogue era, like Voguers and all that stuff.
Yes.
I was in New York City modeling, and I would go to all the balls, and nobody really talked about it until Madonna did a video called Vogue. And
100%.
She had all the Voguers in it, and that's when it became mainstream.
And you remember Big Butts wasn't popular, you know, amongst people until Jennifer and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And then it became acceptable. And then we've been
and
walking around this.
And big lips.
Right.
And by the way, and then trying to, like, kind of subdue our butts for so many
trying
years.
Trying to hold it in. Like, we're like,
mainstream
all this
didn't
butt,
want to do it.
And we're like,
I
trying to tuck it
mine.
In.
Yeah. Mine came to do.
After the break, we're going to look for Kim's ass. But Selling Sunset star Christine Quinn is here, and she's showing us her glam secrets. Kim, I'm sure your butt's around here somewhere.
No, we can let it out.
Stick
now.
Around.
We can let it out.
Not on the floor.
It's on the floor.
Stop. Wait a minute.
Selling Sunset star Christine Quinn just dropped
her
on the floor. So she's here to show us all how to get a flawless face. Welcome. Now, before we start, you know that QR code, the bottom of your screen, snag Christine's makeup collection. Right now, you have teamed up with Ciate London to create. First of all, you look wonderful.
Thank you.
You matching your thing. So tell us all about your line.
Yeah.
What about the eyes? You got this eye palette.
So I made an eyeshadow palette. It's 9 different colors, and I wanted to do colors that match every skin tone and that were daytime and nighttime. So we did a lot of, you know, like pinks, glimmers. We have mattes and satins. I wanted to keep it, you know, very versatile because there's a lot of palettes that are just all mattes,
yeah,
all shimmers, too crazy. So I didn't want any, you know, crazy colors, just normal everyday colors.
And it's called Boss Bitch.
Yes, and the colors are really, really fun. You know, I have like Vixen, so Shady, it's Karma, BITCH. So, you know, all these really fun names.
Okay.
And then, all right, so I have my No Filter highlighter, and this one's really fun. Do y'all have a brush?
Yes.
Oh, I don't have a brush.
Oh, you don't have a brush.
I don't have a brush, but I can be your model.
I would love to be your model. So let me show you what I do with this. It's for the face, obviously, but I love a nice glow. And it just gives this beautiful, she already has body shimmer on, but it just gives this beautiful highlight.
I love that.
And so you can use it like all over your face, your legs.
That's
what I like to do with it. It's just a nice little glow.
But we also got to talk about your show. Okay,
Sunset. Yeah, girl, I'll even you out.
Because I got to get the info while y'all
of
doing
course.
All of that. Okay, so
I
what do you
this.
Think about Chrishell dating the boss?
Well, you know, it's a very interesting thing. I think it works for them, you know? It's very advantageous, too. I mean, maybe that's why I'm so bad in real estate. That's why I can't get any listings. I have to do makeup. Maybe I'm doing it all wrong.
When did you find out they were a thing?
Well, I think we all knew, you know, for a little bit. But, you know, they officially announced when we were all on vacation, taking a break from filming season 4 and 5.
Oh, okay.
So that's when it officially broke. And, you know, we all reached out to him. We're like, oh, congrats. So,
okay. What else we have here?
All right. So we have, these are really fun. These are color changing lip creams.
Really?
So, girl, I am greasy with all my lotion, so I can't open
it up. I got this.
But they change colors, actually, with hot and cold. So if we had, like, an ice cube.
I love this color.
You can... Oh, look at that. We got ice here.
Okay.
So I'm going to show you how this works. This is a really pretty nude.
Okay.
And then we have a really pretty red.
Okay.
Okay.
So when you're drinking your coffee, your tea.
Now show your arm.
Or,
you
know, sipping your tea, whatever, you know, or have a...
It turns colors.
See how it's turning darker? But I have... product on my arm, so it's not.
Oh, I got it. Here, let me try it. Cynthia, you
want to try it? So it doesn't get lighter, it gets darker.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
let it dry.
The brown.
Yeah, maybe.
And then you just go in.
Oh, go ahead, put a little ice on it.
I put some on my lips already. I love
the colors. Oh, it didn't dry.
No, it dried. No, I see it's getting darker.
Yeah.
So just, I like that.
Now,
so it like, it doesn't go off, like it doesn't come up when you're eating or drinking.
The problem is the ice is really watery.
Yeah,
oh,
I got
Lord.
You.
So, okay, you can see now. See where I put the ice versus
where
it was.
Oh, it did get darker.
Yeah.
It did get darker. So it doesn't come off when you're drinking.
No, it's waterproof. It stays all day.
Oh, wow.
What
made you come up with that?
Well, we just wanted to do something different. So for the line, like, I have two sides of my personality. So I'm, like, very sweet and very sassy. Oh, so we wanted to do, like, two fun things. So I was like, if we're going to do something, let's do something that's different.
Okay.
So we came up with this patented technology that changes colors.
That is so smart.
You know, it's, like, two different sides, two different colors.
Separated yourself.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we did, and it was really fun.
What else is happening for the season 4 of Sunset? And will we be able to see that fabulous, beautiful baby?
Are we going to see a baby?
Yes, he is on. He's on the show quite a few times.
Oh, good!
Yeah, so you're going to love that. And then, so we wrapped season 4, and we are filming 5 now. And
right.
I hope 4 comes out soon.
Well, girl, really give me soon. Something. What's the detail?
Give us some tape, please.
Well, you know, we have a lot of new girls.
Okay.
More than you know.
Really?
More than you know. Okay. We do. Yeah, there's the 3 that's been added.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's fun, you know. I mean, you know, you're very similar with the show.
Oh, I know all
with the
too
cast.
Well.
Yes. You know, they try to throw new people in to change up the dynamics.
Definitely.
Is there any feuding? Any fighting?
Yes.
Are you going to be fighting with anyone?
I mean, it's hard because all these new girls are so great, you know?
Really?
So
I think
they
threw
them in.
That means
it's
going
to
be a lot of fight.
None of the new girls are here, but they threw them in to stir things up. But I don't know. We all get along really well. You know, it's this side that I have a problem with. The new girls are amazing.
For now. Christina, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you so much.
I'm keeping my eye palette.
Great playing.
Up next,
thanks for playing
with us. Eminem, Mary J, Kendrick Lamar, all at the Super Bowl. How do we feel about this lineup? We'll discuss it with Kim and with, what's his name, after this.
What's his name?
You guys, you know I was betting on Rihanna to get that Super Bowl, but we just got the official lineup for the SB 2020 halftime show. The headliners are Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. What do you guys think?
Wow. I'm in.
Cannot wait.
You ready? You ready to represent?
Hey.
Go Mary, go Lottie, go Lottie, go Lottie.
Hit after hit.
Amazing lineup.
It's gonna be Snoop.
Crazy.
And it's gonna be in LA.
Yep. And it's gonna be in LA.
I'm getting my tickets right now.
Everybody gonna be high.
Everybody.
I will say, I think the NFL knew better because you remember when they put Maroon 5 in Atlanta, they were like, you know what? We have to go true LA.
Yeah.
And this is the roundup cast. I will say, I personally like when the lineup is women heavy because I feel like women put on more of a show.
Right.
That's true.
But I could be wrong.
It's more glam. I think that's what's more hair. It's more glam. It's a lot of movement. And, you know, Mary J. gonna have boots up to her navel. It's gonna be a lot.
But my only concern is it's usually 12 minutes long. So, they 5 of them.
That's
2.4 a minute.
Mm-hmm. No, they're gonna be on stage together. I bet you. They're gonna probably
do
a whole.
But then they're still not.
It's not enough.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. If they had to have more men than women, this is the lineup that I want to see. I mean, these are all my favorites.
But it's true to L.A. It's true to California.
It feels L.A.
100%.
Well,
but
Mary is more New York, though.
And they need Ice Cube. I think
they may as well throw him as well.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing
it
that
was Ice
up?
Cube.
you know, I owe him.
See, we were happy. And now we're like, now we missed a nice
cue.
Right? You had to mess it up for
you
him.
You had to
bring that up.
I hope Mary is sad because like, I love be a sad same. Mary. In the wild
you know
new
what?
Conspiracy theory taking over the Twitterverse, Taylor Swift just announced that her re-released album of Red is dropping a week early on November 12th. So the internet is convinced that means Adele's new album is coming out the 19th. And Taylor is avoiding the competition. Now, rumors have been swirling about this Adele album for a long time. Or do you think there's any truth to this? I do.
I don't.
Taylor don't want that smoke.
I see, here we go. We're going back to, you know, making it a competition thing. Like, honestly, whenever they come out, same time, different times, if I want to buy Adele's album, I'm going to buy it. If I want to buy Taylor's album, I'm going to buy it.
Do you think they're different fans? You think they have different fans and there's enough fans to go around?
I definitely think they have different fans.
She has a point there. And what say you?
I say that, yes, when it comes to money and streams and that bank account, it's always a competition, no matter if it's man, woman, woman, man, whatever it might be. I think for Taylor Swift, she knows that this is a re-release. So everyone has heard this Red album. She wants it to go number one so she can stick her foot in Scooter Braun's face. So for her, it's that tactic of Kanye is going to back up his album because Drake's coming out. Not because it's a competition, but she wants to be able to get that number one spot to say, ha-ha!
At what point, Lonnie,
who picked this picture? Of Adele.
Oh. That's her skinny picture.
That's what I want to know.
Oh,
who
wow.
That
I, mean, I didn't even know that.
That is
why
very Adele shady.
Look like that? I didn't know that was Adele, so good for them.
By the way.
That is very shady.
You know Rihanna up in New York just rolling a doobie, laughing at our asses because she set this
up. Taylor's a smart woman. I do. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I think she's a smart woman. I think the Adele, because we've been waiting on it, mm-hmm. it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's going to be hot. Up next, we got a top chef in the house. She's going to teach us some secrets to good Southern cooking.
Finally, gets
and we
okay.
got two Southern Bells in here, so it better be good. Don't go anywhere.
I'm a Southern from Cleveland.
Finally get to
hey,
eat.
Daddy. I am a Southern
I cannot believe I am reading this right. She is the first Southerner to win Top Chef. Am
yes,
I saying that correct?
That is right.
Congratulations. She is going to teach us the secrets to some Southern cooking. Please welcome Chef Kelsey Barnard-Clark, everybody.
So excited to be here, y'all. And
we are pumped,
teach us
too.
Some Southern food.
We are excited. Yes. You guys, before we start, scan that QR code right over here.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get these recipes. Scan that right here. Let's start with what we start with in the South.
A drink.
A drink.
Yes. Okay, y'all. So this is just some peach sangria married an Aperol spritz.
Okay.
They had a baby. This is it. Okay.
Ooh, let's
all
see right. it.
So we're going to just dump it all in there and stir real hard, y'all.
Okay.
So this is an interesting one. Fill it with ice.
Fill it with ice. So,
we don't muddle first.
Yeah, you can, but you really don't have to.
Okay.
Just cheat it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so a lot of times, like when I make this, I do all the wine mix first, and then when guests get there, I just top it with the Prosecco, champagne, whatever you're using.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All right, y'all. So just throw yourself some of these cherries. Get that juice in there. That juice is so good.
That's the important part of it.
So good. And these cherries are also like...
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
I did mine wrong. I'm supposed to put
you can't
cherries.
Do it wrong. Don't worry. You know Southern cooking. You just throw stuff together and somehow it comes out. Sometimes it doesn't, but you just fake it. All right, throw some peaches in there. Now, just kind of mash it up a little, right?
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Now honestly, throw everything but the sparkling in. So you've got some... peach schnapps, some
peach schnapps,
agave or honey, whichever one you want to use.
Oh, I like. Okay. Oh, I've never had honey in a sangria before.
Oh my God, right?
What's
it's
your
so good.
Favorite Southern tradition? Because you are Southern.
Oh, my favorite Southern tradition, drinking.
Yes, I love
yes.
it.
All right, throw in some of the Aperol. No, I mean I love. You know, I gotta say, what I love about the South the most is the how slow and simple the lifestyle is down there, which is
yes.
great, especially right now. I feel like everything's so speedy and so much going on. It's nice to just have that very simple life. All
and
right,
you
y'all.
Put a little mint in here.
Yes, and then you top it with that sparkling.
Y'all.
Oh, I don't.
Throw in some green. It doesn't matter. See, it still tastes
yes.
fine.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Come on. Now I need some food with.
Hold on. I don't even like Aperol. This is the bomb.
You don't? Really?
Come on.
Now after we get lit.
Yeah.
How are we gonna make this cornbread? Because I always have leftover cornbread.
You want some
yes,
after
right.
like,
yes.
you know, after Thanksgiving and Christmas, so what are we gonna do with it?
So that is exactly how this salad came about, y'all. If you've ever heard of a panzanella salad, it's stale bread, it's vegetables. This is a take on that, but Southern style. So
okay. It
is using that stale cornbread the next day. That's not the best because it's not fresh anymore. So you use that, make a crouton, let it sit out,
how
whatever.
How we do it, come on.
All right, throw in those croutons, which is cornbread, right?
Now, what if you don't want to use cornbread? Could you use another type
of bread? Yeah, you could use any bread. This is just the Southern twist by using cornbread. Traditionally, it's made with like a baguette, French bread, whatever.
Tomatoes. Okay.
All right, tomatoes, peppers.
Ooh, peppers.
Red onion. I love onions, so put as much as you want or as little as you want. Really up to you, but for me, I'd like eat
an onion. I got some mint, Justin, if you need some.
Oh, no. I ain't kissing nobody.
Okay, basil.
Uh-huh.
All right, now some salt and pepper. So yes. Good.
What and is this brown stuff?
Balsamic vinegar.
Oh, yes. This is my favorite.
Balsamic.
And some olive oil.
That
and
gives
then,
it the flavor.
Yes, that know? Tart.
Yes.
You want that little bit of acid always.
That oil.
Yes.
And mix
I don't like
it up,
so much
Justin.
Oil,
mix
so I'm just
going to
go ahead
you
and toss it yes. right here.
You have to, like, do a little, you know, while you mix.
You know the radio is always on when you cook it in your mama's house.
Cook it and drink it. That's
cook it and drink
yes.
it.
Just like the South.
And that's it, y'all.
Let me see. Hold on. Let us, so by the way, this is beautiful to serve. It's so pretty. Like, the colors
Isn't
are just
it?
So amazing.
It's so vibrant. And this is something I could eat every day. You can top this with some fish, throw some chicken in there if you wanted, whatever. And then it's ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me try it. Cornbread. You know, Cynthia, you like cornbread. You
this
from the South.
This is amazing. Oh, my God.
I love all bread.
Where can we find this recipe and more Southern recipes?
Yes, this is in my book, Southern Grit, out now, wherever books are sold. You can also go to my website, chefkbc.com.
You see, I'm dancing.
Yeah.
This is good.
You guys, you want to make this, I'm telling you. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop. Don't go
Thank
anywhere.
Thank you,
Kelsey.
Thank y'all. So fun.
Mm. No, you're not getting none, Kim. We are wrapping up the week with some feel-good Friday stories. The first feel-good Friday I want to talk about is just how the universe works in crazy ways. Because meeting you 6 years ago, I never would have thought that I would be hosting a TV show and that you would be co-hosting with me today.
Yes. Don't start crying.
And I'm sure you guys think about the times when you guys were on the road thinking about where you guys are now?
Like... No, I wasn't supposed to be here today, so this is how you know. Baby, I came into work. I'm so excited about Daily Pop. I came into work. I was sitting there. The producer was like, Kim, you're not supposed to be here today. So they put me in some makeup, and y'all know we don't have four hosts, so the universe is fantastic. Hey, y'all.
Right?
Kim, you can just be honest.
Stay asleep.
Okay. Hey,
Kim,
I'm
just
here.
Go ahead and admit, you wanted to be here because I was going to be here, and you wanted you didn't want to miss out on your blessing of having to hang out with me.
I've been waiting. When I heard you retired, I was like, I got to go get the tea.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what, to your point, Justin, you are right. This is what it is when you hang in there and you do good work. You get a set
do the work
on Friday.
Right? And you get paid to do it, too.
And a margarita for breakfast.
Cheers, cheers to Black Girl Friday.
Yes.
You guys, a 108-year-old woman just held her great-great-granddaughter for the first time.
Oh, no.
And the video of them meeting is everything.
Oh, look at that.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. She is wonderful. Oh, I'd love to be around her.
That's How? Such a blessing.
No, that is a blessing because that little baby could have missed that opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
She'll
oh,
look at that picture.
Eight?
She'll remember that forever.
Yeah.
No, because she could have missed her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially with COVID.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She could have missed her. So
that was a feel good. That was good. You got one more?
Yeah.
Feel
you know
good
what?
Fine.
Serena Williams is looking for a new makeup artist because this one is getting a little too creative.
Mm. Oh. Is it done?
Hello.
I like it. It looks nice.
Cynthia.
Man, is that the baby?
That's the baby. Cynthia, we know you need a job, girl.
I know, right? And I'm actually really good at makeup.
You're very good at makeup.
Call me. Call me, Serena.
Oh, that's so
I got you.
Cute.
And I'm cheap right now.
Ladies, this was so much fun. Thank you for being here. Set your DVR because we don't want to miss Daily Pop next week. We're talking to George Clooney, Ben Affleck, Ciara, and James Bond himself, Daniel Craig.
You working.
Every day.
I'm coming back.
Working. Kim will be back. Lonnie will be back. Cynthia, your ass is coming back.
Kim just can come to work on her day off. I can show up when I get back.